Floor is yours.
In order to complete the introduction and to give a little bit of background of this topic, I am the chair of the steering committee of the National Technology Platform in Embedded Systems. And Europe-wide, the Artemis European Technology Platform tries to industrialize the production of applications in order to come with the costs down. And this short talk will give some conclusions and some challenges from that kind of a perspective of an application design, or in other ways, to justify why this presentation fits into the session. If the service is a part of the supply chain, how can we do it in a good quality? Let's say the overall vision of the Internet of Things is combining the physical and the cyber world. And let's say if we speak about open IoT, then it will look somehow that the user has a problem, sends it to some service provider. This service provider looks for a solution pattern, checks what kind of an information is available in the physical world, in the world in the terms of, for instance, sensor services, checks what component services are offered, creates a solution scheme and a deployment, and returns a perfect service. So an on-demand service composition is something what fits into the vision of Internet of Things. And if you look all around, even virtualization of real-time systems or model-based design are such already existing supportive technologies which facilitate this on-demand Internet of Things. What is one of the main problems is that large applications will need some very strict cooperation between different domains of control. For instance, mobile applications may be connected via a mobile service provider, while other sensors will need machine-to-machine communications and so on. So when speaking about modeling, all the tradition says that good engineering and a good quality needs a series of models starting from the concepts through the specification, then a structure, implementation, and even the operation and maintenance require good models. Architecture has in these several thousand years of tradition, software engineering, 1.5 decades. When looking at something which is the state of the art in embedded system design, and this is the main flag of the Artemis European initiative, to put the entire embedded industry under the model-driven architecture initiative, let's substitute traditional coding-based implementation with a model-based and automatically code generation based way, then we see that all the major steps which characterize the application development and all the main challenges require some models here. In the classic way, for the physical world, there is already a well-established methodology, so starting from the language design, design of modeling elements in order to bring domain-specific modeling facilities to the users, functional design, validation and verification, serving certification, as well through synthesis and implementation, form slowly a complete chain of tools. Recently, the largest European project, which has a support of 60 million and 59 partners, aims to bring up industrial grid tool chains for this purpose, that is the CSR. In more details, one of the main advantages here is that starting from a platform independent model there in the left corner, we can create quite platform independent applications in a flexible and reusable way, and that is something what we want to do here the first time modeling and transformation show up. There are in behind different standards. Meta-modeling is the design of modeling languages. I don't want to go into some very detail, but one of the main problems related to interoperable Internet of Things applications is that such meta-models, a common language, common data formats, common data structures will be needed sooner or later. Transformations, a few ways on the background. We have nowadays, let's say, sophisticated technologies similar to those in compiler building. To transform one model to the other one, they rely on searching of patterns and template-like substitution of others. That is, however, confined to offline operations, like a compiler. In a compiler, during development time, you can create your runtime code. That is what the model-based world can do still, that is under industrialization in the CSR project in Artemis. And complex problems need something similar. When coming back to the Internet of Things, we see a lot of models and model transformations. We need an exact formulation of the problem necessitating a model. The extra functional requirements like quality of services, availability, security, performance, and so on. We have service design patterns, a built-in intelligence supporting maybe on a commercial base to get to a solution. We need a reusable description. What are the individual components capable of? We need for the algorithms a computational independent model, an implementation independent model. How do I get from a temperature and a wind sensor to a prediction of a local weather? We need deployment and more and more I need supervisory monitoring in order to assure the quality of the application of the service. So the challenge is it true that I have to put all what was done now during development time by a sophisticated designer into machine intelligence in order to have real IoT applications? What can be done here? In addition, there is another challenge. I took this slide from the field of autonomy and cloud computing. Namely, large infrastructure need to exploit their own intelligence to avoid, let's say, mistakes due to changes in the environment and potential failures. Here, these four fields indicate the major challenges what a large-scale IoT application will face. What is needed to go from design time algorithms to runtime algorithms? The first one is typically whenever you remember, if you make a correction in your program, then simply you recompile it. Starting from the scratch, you correct your source code and make a complete translation. In large scale systems, you have to do incremental changes. Simply, you cannot recreate it at the state and a new policy for the entire infrastructure. You have to modify it. Some basic ideas are already done. That is one of the research results. Simply, a new kind of philosophy is needed in order to provide scalability. Starting from the current state, you have to be prepared well in advance to the expected changes. I skip this. What is interesting, by the clever use of algorithmics, you can avoid the exponential explosion of the complexity and come to linear. So there is some hope still that is frontline research. The next one is that transformations will form the core element. For that, verification and validation is something which is important. You order a service and you have to have some guarantees that it is correct. The core idea here is that during design time, you describe the constraints, what you want. In the case, let's say I like the seafood example, I am a fan of seafood, you want to assure that no such policy is issued where the fish is longer on the way, let's say like a single day. I hope it's so that it is realistic. So whenever you get, after the many transformations, such an electronic service which violates this rule, then you can be sure that this will violate it. Finally, the last one is platform independence, what is doable with the help of models with a just-in-time kind of code generation. So, modeling has one major advantage, namely models can relatively easily accommodate to the evolution in the application, in the environment, and that is the only way how we can assure the necessary level of adaptation. That is my last slide. Models will show up everywhere. Interoperability needs standardized models. Effective model transformations are the key to scalable large scale applications. And those four specific requirements, self-configuration, self-healing, self-optimization, and self-protection, which were introduced by about a decade ago by IBM and taken over for cloud computing. Those are those four cornerstones which are needed for large-scale IoT application. Thanks.